This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi called Wednesday for the United States to engage Russia on Ukraine amid a push to isolate President Vladimir Putin. A day after meeting U.S. President Joe Biden at the White House, Draghi said any effort for peace talks has to involve all the allies, but in particular, of course, Russia and the United States. Quote, there has to be a table with everyone. Ukraine is definitely the main player at that table, he told reporters in Washington. The Biden administration met at top levels with Russia in hopes of preventing the February 24th invasion, but has since had little contact with Moscow, saying it sees little point to diplomacy without the Russians de-escalating. The United States and its allies, including Italy, have instead focused on imposing costs on Russian President Vladimir Putin and supporting Ukraine in its defense. The United States said Wednesday it will seek close security ties with the Philippines under its next president, the son of late dictator Ferdinand Marcos, but made it clear it would raise human rights. In a congratulatory message, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, quote, we look forward to working with President-elect Marcos to strengthen the enduring alliance between the United States and the Philippines. The top White House official on Asia, Kurt Campbell, acknowledged there are, quote, some historical considerations that initially may cause some challenges in the communication. Marcos Sr. and his First Lady Imelda were notorious for their graft and high-flying lifestyle in a country marked by rampant poverty. After ruling the former U.S. colony for two decades, Marcos went into exile in Hawaii in the face of mass protest in 1986. This is VOA News. A police spokesman in Somalia says a suicide blast near Mogadishu Airport, which is the site of Sunday's presidential election, has wounded seven people. Other police sources say at least three people, including two security personnel, were killed. Mohamed Dahai Sine reports from Mogadishu, Somalia.
Somali police say at least seven people were wounded Wednesday when a suicide bomber blew himself up at a security checkpoint near Mogadishu's international airport. Somali police spokesman Abdi Fattah Aden Hassan told journalists the attack targeted a senior military general who was in an armored vehicle. He says the suicide bomber targeted vehicles backing at the checkpoint. Among them was General Garvey, says Hassan, but he survived. Seven people were injured in the attack, he says, and were transferred to Medina and Bikfer hospitals for treatment. Somali police source told VOA three people were killed in the attack, including two security personnel. Al-Qaeda-affiliated militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the suicide bombing in their affiliated media. Al-Shabaab has been fighting against Somali government and African Union mission in Somalia since 2007. The attack comes 4 days ahead of Somalia's long-delayed presidential election on Sunday. Members of parliament will meet at a fortified airport compound to choose the next president. A record 39 candidates have registered for the election, including incumbent Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, known as Farmajo. Somali elections were delayed over a year because of disputes over the process and political wrangling. That so Farmajo tried to extend his time in office. Mohamed Daisane for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
Sri Lanka's president on Wednesday promised to appoint a new prime minister, empower the parliament, and abolish the all-powerful executive presidential system as reforms to stabilize the country engulfed in a political crisis and violence triggered by the worst economic crisis in memory. In a televised address, Sri Lanka's president said he would, without partisanship, condemn attacks on peaceful protests by mobs who came to support his brother and the former prime minister who resigned Monday. Recapping our top story, Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi called Wednesday for the United States to engage Russia on Ukraine amid a U.S. push to isolate President Vladimir Putin. A day after meeting U.S. President Joe Biden at the White House, Draghi said any effort for peace talks, quote, has to involve all the allies, but in particular, of course, Russia and the United States. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.